This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Actually, our ayat that we recited today is very clear for everybody, for Muslims and non-Muslims, for believers and disbelievers, that they need to rethink again about their relation with their Creator, Almighty Allah. They need to think deeply. What should we do? Yani, subhanallah, these ayat, it might describe our circumstance today. How disbelievers, they always has bad plan just to stop the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In different aspects, even the leaders or even the individual people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that al-mushrikun, they have only two ways to fight against believers. وَإِذْ يَمْكُرُ بِكَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا to do, they have a plan to kill Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or to jail him, or to kick him out of the city. And this is the same way that disbelievers doing until today. Only one way they can do, even to kill the person or to kill believers, and we can see killing everywhere, or to jail them, to put them into the jail, or to kick them out of their countries. Why? What their crime? Because they believing in Allah Azza wa Jal. They don't like to get into the dirty level like other people. They would like to keep themselves clean when they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the people of Prophet Lut, they disagree with him. Subhanallah. What the crime that Lut alayhi salam did? Nothing. That he doesn't like to get involved with those people in the dirty stuff that they used to do. أخرجوا آل لوط من قريتكم. Kick them out of your village. What their crime? إنهم أناس يتطهرون. Those people, they like to be clean. They don't like to deal with these bad stuff. طيب. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained, وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ إِنْ كَانَ هَذَا هُوَ الْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ And they said, you know, the good way, if you don't know, and you ask Allah, please, oh Allah, guide me. If this is the truth, guide me to the truth, right? But they were opposite. They said, oh Allah, if this is the truth that Muhammad came with, do what? فَأَمْطِرْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ سبحان الله. They were mocking at Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his religion. If this is the truth, Ya Allah, that you sent to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, then send down stones above us from the sky. Is this way to discuss? Or اتنا بعذاب أليم. Or otherwise, bring, you know, a painful punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds, and this is for disbelievers, by the way. Allah responds, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ Allah will not punish them, O Muhammad, as long as you're still living with them. صلوا على الحبيب يا اخوان. سي اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك عليه. Even رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was a big purpose for people not to be destroyed, even disbelievers around them. They have a plan to kick him out of Mecca. But because his presence, subhanallah, Allah will not punish the people around him, Muslim or non-Muslims. طيب, how about us? If we really do love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and follow him and imitate him, respect him alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah will not punish us. طيب, الصحابة, they realized that Rasulullah will die, for sure. إنك ميت وإنهم ميتوا. You will die and they will die. And they went to Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, how come that one day you will die? How are we going to deal with the situation after that? And Allah completed the same verse, the other half of the verse, and he says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah, see, it might be for any one of us to be a main reason to save the entire earth when you say astaghfirullah, because Allah says it in the Quran, wama kana Allah mu'adhibahum wa hum yastaghfirun. As long as you make istighfar, for sure you will not be punished in yourself, and you will be a main purpose for other people to be saved also. Ya salam, it's a great opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted for the one who asked his forgiveness. And just to conclude, that how the disbelievers really always have a bad plan. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. Just look around you. Look at the politics around you. Just take a look with a good lens of experience. See around you what's going on. Those who disbelieve, they will spend their wealth for what? To help people out? To feed poor people? No. ليصدوا عن سبيل الله. Ya Allah, they will put themselves in the position to clear the war against who? Against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, spend their wealth, ليصدوا عن سبيل الله, to force people not to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to follow a good way in their life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us glad tidings, by the way. And Allah gave us what will happen. Even we cannot see what will happen in future, but we do trust Allah Azza wa Jal. Do you agree with me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَيُنْفِقُونَهَا, they will spend their wealth. And what? ثُمَّ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسْرًا. It will be a main purpose for them to regret after that. You know, when you invest your money and you had a big expectation that you will accomplish your goal, then suddenly you lost your money. Subhanallah. You might have pain in your heart, but you cannot share with anyone. This is the way. They will spend their wealth. And they, when they spend it, it will be a main purpose for them to regret. And what will happen? And they will lose in the end. ثُمَّ يُغْلَبُونَ. And this is in worldly life. And وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ يُحْشَرُونَ. And for those who disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will gather all of them into hellfire in the day of judgment. لِيَمِيزَ اللَّهُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. It's not by luck. You're going to go to paradise or go to hellfire. No, you have to have a plan where you would like to go. You would like to go to paradise? You have to work hard. Yeah, if somebody would like to go to hellfire, it's easy to go to hellfire. But I will conclude with the last verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained in these ayat. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. Allah is telling Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to convey the message came from Allah to disbelievers. Can you imagine? This ayah came to disbelievers. How about us that we claim that we do believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Even it will be more opportunities for believers when we did something wrong in the past and we decide to go back to Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah will accept us. Allah will forgive us. And this is the main point that I would like to explain today. كُلِّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Ya Allah, the most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, O Muhammad, to disbelievers, if they quit disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, if they stop doing bad actions, doing major sins, Allah will forgive them. كُلِّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Allah will forgive all the previous sins that they had. If we do believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, we might have bigger chance than disbelievers. And don't hesitate. When you feel that you did something wrong, especially between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't hesitate to decide, go back to your Lord. Allah will be happy with your decision. Allah will accept you. Allah will forgive you. Allah will even not forgive you. Allah will replace all the bad sins that you had into to good deeds. This is what Allah explained in the other surah, Surah Al-Furqan. If you do bad deeds all the time and you decide to quit and to stop and go back to your Lord, Allah will replace all these bad deeds into good deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us out to stay firm in our religion and to help all of us out to be able to decide to go back to Him, Almighty Allah, and to seek His help and to ask for His forgiveness. Allahumma ameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. See you tonight inshallah for Isha namaz, for the lecture of عقيدة inshallah سبحانه وتعالى. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.